I guess I'm off till next week. Just got 9.5 hours today, so that's okay.
Until next week?
Reeve. I sent it to my dispatch. I said, this is me in 20 years.
Send you a picture today.
That's the one I sent to my dispatch and told him that was going to be me in 20 years.
You know what he was thinking when he did that?
Oh, clue is, he wasn't. He probably just autopilot or, oh, look, the bridge. Hey, what? You know, he didn't look at the signs. I mean, the big sign up top, of course. He's doing the opposite direction, so who knows what kind of signage he had on the other side. I'm sure it was the exact same as what we were looking at.
Speed limit, just the tractor was over by itself, right?
Yes, I'd say. That's what we call a twofer. Overweight and overheight. Kind of, they ain't no telling what else is wrong. But the DOT guys got them in inspection. They probably found a whole bunch of other stuff.
Crossed one way and the bridge didn't break, but you can't get off. Do you chance backing all the way back across?
I made a mistake today. I'll admit that. Back it up. I tried it a little bit. Well, I guess I didn't cut it sharp enough. I got a little close to the trailer that was next to me. So I had to just wiggle it out of that spot. Just get a little bit more room on it. No foul, no harm. Just a, you know, one of the things, I know better than that. I should have done it the other way. I see these guys out here driving it. You know, I've not been doing it that long. I'm pretty confident in what I can and can't do. And some of these guys have been driving a while and can't do anything.
All right, I watched the guy. I know he took 25 minutes to get up to the dock, and there wasn't nothing in the way.
Started, it was probably about 25 minutes, but it was comical, I'm sure. Right in front of me. Now there's traffic backed up behind them. I said, I'm already stopped for the guy turning anyway, so him, go ahead. I'll be go home.
294, by this time of day, the traffic gets bad, but you wait till next week, it'll be real bad.
Next week.
Cut through road off of Wade Hampton is going to be closed to through traffic.
I'll get to 101. Me and Patrick were talking about it the other day, and I guess I want to divert over to 101 and just bypass 290. But I know you got to hit 101 from Wade Hampton. You got to come up 290 and then, you know, that short section, and then make the right. So I don't know if I'll be able to get to that or not.
Be able to make that, but there's still a lot of cars. Then you get down 290, and there's that stupid red light at that three-way intersection.
You guys live down here. How are you going to get on? This will be a trick in itself.
One there, they had it. It was just a right-hand turn, and then they put a stop sign, and now they got a light, and now the traffic is just backed up. You know, you're 75 cars deep waiting on the red light.
We've got a couple of intersections up in the up where I live, up there in North Carolina, and their solution to everything is, I mean, they had stop signs. There was a four-way, it's not a four-way, well, it's a four-way intersection, but they only had stop signs on the opposing sides. You know, we had no stop sign going to 64. And I guess they had a couple wrecks there. And rather than, you know, make people drive the way they're supposed to be driving, it's not like it's, you know, it's wide open, good visibility. Rather than, you know, just tell people to drive the way they're supposed to drive, now they had a four-way stop sign up. And that's just, it irks me. You know, I mean, one of the streets is about as long as, I don't know, 500 feet, and then you got a stop sign, which they're supposed to have. I have to stop for them coming off that 500-foot section, KD4-ILX.
Just wonder what the engineers were thinking when they did all of that.
500 feet, down towards 64 to the intersection of 64 where they do need a traffic light, because the opposing road from where I'm coming out is at a very sharp angle. So you need a traffic light there. Otherwise, you know, somebody's going to run to somebody, and they haven't done anything. Intersection, you know, they're running 50, 45, 50 on 64.
Well, let me know how that taking 101 works out next week.
Madhouse. But you won't be able to take 290.
Just going to be, like, really slow.
My rotary wing license. That's why my helicopter from home.
There you go. That'd be the easy way, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Good evening, Patrick. KN4TFW.
Yes, Dion. I've been listening to you for a few minutes. I've been sitting at a customer shop here on 290, and yes, it's a mess.
Pasha, blindly.
Yeah, I'm sitting here waiting to turn now at the church.
And I was sitting at the same place where you pulled in last time. So, I don't know if you went by or not. And I was just up the road from Ken's house.
Yeah, I went by. I wasn't paying attention. Now I'm trying to avoid you.
Of course.
Tomorrow I owe you money.
In the subdivision, so I'm going to say 7-3. Everybody be safe. Patrick, I'll catch you in the morning. Leon, I guess I'll catch you next week. KN4TFW.
Good rest of the day. I'll jump in here and sit early and catch you on the radio. Been listening to 610 at the house now. So I've got a good quality radio. KD4ILX.
Ken, tell me as soon as we say hello, and I'll catch you in the morning. And where are you at, Leon?
Locust Hill Church, Baptist Church. In front of me. Drover down. Stop sign. No, not even stop sign. You don't even. I have to end up putting a traffic circle here, too.
To start that new traffic circle in Brevard, the one right in front of the Pisgah National Forest, that's going to be fun. I won't be going to Brevard anytime soon.
Traffic is that intersection handles in the summertime. I'm really surprised they're doing that.
So are all the locals, but everybody that's moved in there thinks it's the greatest thing ever. But they're getting ready to find out what's going to happen.
It'll either work or it won't. And we've got our feelings on that one, don't we?
My recommendation is just go ahead and station an officer in the center in a medical emergency facility. Just go ahead and put the station there in the middle.
California has all the clover leaves, you know. You put your highway patrol station there.
And they get all of them put in that they want to put in there, going through Brevard on 64, you'll be drunk by the time you get to the other end.
No, it's just, I know who thinks of this stuff.
They're talking about putting, I think, 8 or 9 of them through there. So, I mean, it's just one right after the other. It's going to be crazy. And then the first one they built it too small. Now if a truck comes through there with a trailer on it of any kind, it wipes out every car beside it. So there's wrecks there every day.
I mean, you can't have a two-lane traffic circle and not expect the tractor trailer to make it through there. The one over there by, over there by Donaldson? That is Donaldson? Over there by BMW. I know what I'm thinking of now. And luckily they paved the whole thing, so... I mean, them rear tandems, they're all over the center island.
I don't know. I think they're a waste of time and money, but somebody thinks they're a good idea, so... I know ways around them, so I just don't worry about it.
Get on 64, once you come off of the Brevard, what was that, Brevard Road there, 280. You know, you head down 64, and they got that cut through that goes... It's like they put a really nice bridge in there and everything. I think you should detour traffic from 64 and sends over that way and make that like a thoroughfare tie-in.
Well, that's what their plan to do was to make that a cut through, but then they didn't plan it right, and now it's too tight of a turn. You can't make it either, so it's poor planning on the poor engineer that did it. Didn't know what he was doing, I guess. Because now you can't make a right-hand turn out of there without going up over the sidewalk, even in a pickup truck. I mean, there's just no way.
I was into the guy. That person said, well, you know, it didn't work out so good, so here's a promotion. You're now over this section here, getting paid more, and we'll find somebody else who can actually figure these things out.
Put a red light at the end of it, where it's going to slow traffic down even more. It's just crazy the way they've done it. But like I said, I just avoid the whole area. I don't even go up there anymore. I just go around Bavard altogether.
Did they finish the ones on Cadooga? I know they got the one right there at the... not up. Well, they have. They're going to put one up at Upward, right?
I'm not sure. The only one of them that I know about over that way is one right there where Kirkwood comes out back on the 225.
Brooklyn, Kirkwood. Yeah. That's the one that's kind of, it was half in the city and half not, but not my concern anymore.
That one there seems to work out fairly well because it's not a real, real high traffic area. So it does help with that blind spot that was there before. So, I mean, they can work good in low traffic areas and everybody's all right, but when you get into high traffic areas, it's not going to work.
The same thing as trying to put a traffic circle on 25 here. You've got four lanes separated by a median. Let's put a traffic circle in there.
We could sit here and have this discussion all day. There's going to be people that want it one way and people that want it the other. I don't care for them, but each way, each their own.
They did the, what do they call that, divergent diamond or whatever it is they got up at the airport road at 280 and 26. I like that. That moves traffic a lot better.
One up by the airport. Seems to work better for that location for sure. And I don't guess they've had too many people with the head-on traffic going the wrong way.
I do it in Andersonville, right there over the I-26. Doing the same thing. That divergent diamond there. And making it a little bit smoother. I'll tell you, traffic backs up on 64 during the afternoons. I try to avoid that. That's a mess.
Right, what you're talking about, too. Been hung up in that. And I'm the same way. I go all the way around that.
Get on Howard Gap, head down Howard Gap towards Fletcher, and make the first little left on Nix Road. Take that little one-lane bridge all the way over there. Like you go up past the city sewer plant. Come out there by, what's the name of that park? Berkeley Park.
So that only got you working one day this week?
I'm kind of happy about it because I really don't want to come in tomorrow. It's going to be that cold.
Nice and chilly in the morning when I come out at 4:30.
Talking about close to single digits.
And the forecast for Saturday at the house is supposed to be down in the single digits.
I want to run a little bit on that one. But, you know, if it goes below 28 degrees, I'm trickling the water anyway.
Gonna stay that cold for a couple days in a row. Yeah, you need to do something because we're not supposed to get above freezing at all there where I'm at. And being on that north side of the mountain this time of year, you don't get no sun. So we'll definitely leave mine running too.
Ooh, nice wind gust. But where you're at. I guess if it's froze up, it's not going to pull out for a long time, huh?
I hate about the snow.
But there wasn't snow. It's a nice little sleds for them. I haven't been thinking about it.
When I worked at the dealership, we had some old bedliners there at the dealership, and they were going to throw them away. I took one of them, or quite a few of them home, and I cut one of them up and made a sled out of it. Cut the center right down the center, about 2 foot wide, left the headboard, where it wraps over the headboard there, and drilled it and put a rope through it. And you talk about flying down the hill now.
Yeah, I bet they set that track nice and true and straight, too, with the bridges in it.
Video of my son and my wife going down the hill there at the house, and the dog chasing them. It's pretty funny.
So Elise was screaming all the way down.
She was just screaming, and then she ran it in the ditch, so she could stop before she went down the next hill, because they were going so fast.
Hill, and she's going to go after that.
State line yet?
I'm running the curves down and making the climb as we speak.
Time, I was just getting off here at 11 to switch vehicles.
I'm going off the background. I don't know. Vehicle out, and I guess I'll talk at you later.
Well, you have a safe trip on in, and I'll talk to you on down the log, KO4HK. I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Yeah, you have a good one. Oh, you better pick another repeater. I got a little ways to go yet, but I got a bunch of repeaters programmed in that radio now. Man, that thing is sweet. I've got them all labeled up as to what they are, well, whose they are, and the location.